Welcome back, Fire Tribe. If you hear a can in that intro, you can blame for it. Okay, we still love them.
Oy, oy, oy.
September 29th. It is Monday. Nuno's first game as manager for West Ham just ended. 1-1 draw with Everton, thanks to Gerard Bowen. Finally doing something on that high price tag they gave him this season, so that's good. 4 goals in 4 games. But before we go any further, let me just get it out of the way. Phil, how are you doing? Dave, how are you doing?
I'm good. Just, you know, another weekend of sadness.
We're going to sadness. What about you?
Join Dave this weekend in sadness.
Well, here's the good news. It's almost October. Halloween's coming. I'm thinking about being a Manchester United fan for Halloween. Spooky. Spooky. Scary. It's a scary thing. Sorry, it's not you. Your team's just really making me mad right now. I can't lie to you. It's just, they're
I don't
really
know what to tell you.
From an FPL perspective, I can't stand them.
I can't stand any of them for any reason.
Any of them for
any perspective.
For any reasons. Today is a special episode. We're not going to go and do the normal player picks. Today's a wild card episode. I don't know if we necessarily have a strategy per se like we have in the past, but I think kind of the goal for this one is, how do we develop a team that you can use all the way up until we get those AFCON transfers in game week 16? So we're gonna pick a lot of guys that have really good schedules, guys that we think you can play for the next 10 weeks.
Yeah.
Sean, I'm pretty sure you just described what a strategy
is. That is a strategy. Yeah,
that's definitely a strategy, dude.
So,
despite your best efforts,
we are going to have a strategy behind this wild card.
Interesting.
Yeah, we definitely want...
it's not a random wild card here.
We definitely want a good number of guys that, like you said, we don't have to get rid of, but there are definitely going to be some guys that we'll include, simply because they're in form or have a good couple of games here immediately. But obviously, we'll get to that.
Okay, so jeez Louise, what am I doing?
Sheesh!
We're starting off as typical league review from Phil. We'll go through a couple of topics. We are not going to do the transfers today because we'll talk about so many players in the wild card. So, Phil, give us the league review. I will bring up the league while you do that.
Perfect. And don't move to the team until I give you the green light, okay? You keep jumping ahead, and then you go back. It's confusing our viewers. So, I got a lot of feedback around this already.
Sorry about it.
Seriously.
Yeah, no, that's on me.
So I hope what you're seeing right now is our league table.
I haven't done it yet. I'm just trying to fill them off. No, go ahead. I'm just messing with
you. A little change in standing, so I take the number 2 position, Fireside Phil. Dave with an unfortunate week with Bruno and Shabalak getting him negative points, drops to 3rd. And then Fireside Sean is still in 1st, and he, in fact, had the best game week as well. Granted, he did do a sneaky bench boost there, which worked out with the Livramento. Don't go to
pretty
the team
lucky,
yet.
Pretty lucky.
Clean sheet because he was subbed out in the 70th minute. But
72nd.
Overall, good week for him. I also want to shout out number 14 in our league, Logan. He's still in last, but he had another good week.
Right,
so this guy's coming alive.
He's coming alive. He's got some ground to make up, but
he knows what he's doing. He did triple captain the Vikings, so good for him. Shout out Logan, but a special shout out to Sean for the best game week. And if you want to pop up your team,
don't have to ask me twice.
Yeah,
I'm itching.
There it is, 72 points, bench boost. Obviously, the Livramento clean sheet bringing him home. But anything you want to talk about with your team?
I don't want to talk too much because we're going to talk about a lot of these players. But yeah, I think just the continuous captaining of Haaland is the strategy that gets you the furthest right now. Semenyo continues to be good. And my guy from before the season, the guy I felt was going to be one of the top defenders in Mark Gaye, continues to be one of the top defenders. So
sure does.
Yeah, I think, you know, and unfortunately, I think, what was that Tottenham game? Was final score 1-0?
1-1.
1-1.
1-1, yes. Off, it was close to being 1-0. Vicario makes a save, which hits off his own defender into the net. So I was that close to getting some more shutout points. But listen, I take 72. I'm good with it. I think I'm up to like 86,000 in the world now, something in that range. I can actually look.
We like that.
Ah, no, I'm at 100,000 because that game today ended. So 100,826 after today's game. So yeah, I'm liking it.
Not bad.
Not bad. We take what we get.
I think the big question here that we'll talk about too is, are we going to have to move off of some of these Tottenham guys?
There's some potential happening.
So stay tuned for the rest of the episode.
All right. Thank you, Phil, for that. Thank you very much. Time for some topics and transfers.
It's time for topics and transfers.
Just want me to add a can noise into all the stuff, so I'll do that. Yeah, let me get right
we'll
on
just
that.
Drop something in every sound.
No, yeah, let me get right on that for you guys. All right, so not a lot of big topics today, but we're going to start with, I mentioned it, Nuno, new coach for West Ham. First game, gets a 1-1 draw, pretty good. We'll see if he's the guy that pulled him out of the basements. So I don't really talk too much about that, just wanted to mention it. Chalaba suspended until October 18th. That's a big deal because he is one of the top FPL defenders.
Sweet.
So, yeah, that is a big deal. A lot of people, I don't know, can you look up what his ownership for me is quickly, Dave? I'm just curious how many people that's going to affect.
It's still pretty high. Oh, well, it's only 9 now.
It's so 9 now. A lot of people have already started moving.
He is in the near the top of the transfer outs, so it was definitely higher. I forget what it was.
All right. This one, very early in the season, so, you know, not super newsworthy, but it is surprising. Sunderland is in the 5th place spot in the EPL. It is not thanks to their offense. I mean, their offense has been okay, but when you look at their defense, they've given up only 4 goals. Only 2 teams have done less than that. That is Arsenal. That is Crystal Palace, who we consider 2 of the best defenses in the EPL. So, some credit. Yeah. Some credit to Sunderland. They're doing some big things. I don't know. Do you guys have thoughts on, is this going to continue? Is this kind of a flash in the pan defensively? What do we think?
Well, I have no idea if it's going to continue, if I'm being very honest. But they do 2 of their next 4 matchups pretty good with Wolves and Everton, and they're both at home. So in this wildcard episode, I'm definitely going to recommend. There's one of their cheap defenders that I have my eye on. I think many others do too. So I think they definitely have some usable defensive assets.
Phil, do you think they're a worthy team going forward here?
I think probably a little too early to tell, but given the price tag on some of those guys, I think they're worth the risk. You can't really go wrong because you're probably going to use them as a sub versus kind of a key starter. So I think they're a fun team to watch the rest of the first half of the season and potentially have a few of their guys.
Also, Robin Rofs, their goalie, is the number one goalie in FPL right now.
Yes, he is.
Did he
yes,
have a PK save?
I think there is some interesting thoughts now with you mentioned Tottenham moving off Tottenham players. Well, Tottenham players, the most value they give you is a lot of them are very cheap. So are these guys on Sunderland. So might have some thoughts on switching 1-for-1. We shall see. Okay, I want to get to this because I don't want to spend too much time on topics, but this is a big conversation. Now, this is not necessarily fully FPL.
Wait, I'm going to call.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Ring, 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 ring.
It was a cops calling me back. Okay. I reported 2 robberies over the weekend.
Oh, yes.
So
we are talking about the handballs that were not handballs.
Handball gate.
So, listen, I mean, what happened was there were 2 handballs. First one was in that Liverpool game. Salah, hand of God, throwing that thing up there. Ended up getting
throwing
a goal.
That thing.
Ended up getting a goal off that. Luckily, Crystal Palace did end up winning that game, or I think it would have been a little more, people would have been a little more up in arms. Anyone?
Oh, I get it. I picked up on that.
Thanks,
that
was very nice. Because like cops up in arms.
Totally. Okay. It's totally what he meant.
Still good.
Totally.
Hey, sir, I'm not sure you can
totally
do that on YouTube. So
do what?
Is the hand thing? I'm telling you, I don't think you can do that on YouTube.
Who, me?
No, him.
Finger guns?
I'm telling you. We're going to find out. We're going to see if we... Hey, you might see this video. You might not. We're going to find out. The second game was Arsenal Newcastle, which this one was a little more serious because Newcastle ended up winning this game Arsenal ended up winning the game after Newcastle did not get the PK. So let's just talk about it. First one, did you think it was a PK? Salah Liverpool. Yes. Did you think that, or did you think that was a handball?
Yes.
Yeah, the ball. I mean, it doesn't hit his hand a lot, but his hand's all the way up here.
Sure.
And yeah, you can make an argument it threw off the defender. I just think if your arm's that far away from your body, right, that's supposed to be.
The rule's right. Pretty simple. Any handball by an attacking player that helps him get a goal is considered a handball. I mean, not to bring up Madrid. No.
That's fair.
Someone kicked the ball into Arda Güler. He had his arm here. It hit his elbow here. He couldn't have had it more stuck to his body, and it was still considered beneficial to the play. So it was a handball. Salah has his hand up here, changes the trajectory of the ball. Throws off the defender who can't really clear it. How's that not a handball? It's the easiest call for a ref to make.
It was very slight, is all I'll say. But it did hit his, I think it did hit his hand.
And then the second one in the Arsenal game, which
this is
Gabriel slides in, hands straight up in the air. They do not get the PK. I think the reasoning was the proximity to the ball. He was too close. What do you guys think? PK, not PK?
Even worse, 100% PK.
Yeah, if you slide, and again, your hand's up here, I don't. It's not a natural position to me.
People are saying there was a slight deflection on the shin. Mm-hmm. But deflections like that don't matter if your hand is in an incredibly unnatural position. He is gaining so much, I don't know what you want to call, like, blockage by keeping his hand like this.
Square footage,
whatever you want to call it, extending his body frame or whatever they say in the rules. Like, the only thing I'll say is refs don't have an easy job. Players don't make their job easy either. Fans give them a lot of crap. But when you see refs get these types of calls wrong, it's hard not to blame the fans for getting so freaking upset, because I've honestly not seen a clear handball in a long time. It's
funny, the announcers, as it happened, both said, before they even showed the replay, they're like, yeah, I don't see that as a handball. So they seem to be like, this is Gabriel specifically. They seem to be like, no, it's not a handball. That's what they said, because I watched the replay. That's what they said. I don't agree with them. I'm just saying that's what they said. Here's my problem.
If you're close enough, put your hand up in the air.
Honestly.
If you're close to the guy, put your hand up in the air.
You're making that point about the refs, but I think that's the whole reason we had the VAR revolution, right? This is the whole reason we put it in place, and somehow this is turning into, and I know a lot of people out there may not get this reference, but in American football, when we have pass interferences, and what we do is we slow every play down, similar to what we're doing in the EPL, slowing every play down, and somehow we're still not getting it right. It's almost like slowing it down as much as we do, it messes the calls up more, I think. Because when something is slowed down as much as it is, honestly, it confuses the matter, I think, more. That's just my opinion on it.
I agree, but I think the whole problem with handballs is that they've left it so open to interpretation of, like, what's considered like an extended arm, what's considered like intentional versus unintentional, natural. And the problem, if the announcers don't agree with it, then I want them to watch all the times that exact same play has been called a handball and have them explain it to me. Because I've seen that I've seen it be called like 3 or 4 times this year already. And why are they picking this play not to call it? That's what frustrates me. They called it every single time, it wouldn't be a debate. It would just suck. It's like, it's unfortunate, but it is. It is what it is. So that's the problem, in my opinion. But
just consistency is all we want.
Yeah, that's all I care about.
All right, so after we didn't want to take a long
shame
time.
Shame on you, ref.
2,000 years later.
I want Arsenal
we took
fans
a long time
in the comments.
That's just a conversation we have to have. Yeah, I mean, listen. Again, it's not necessarily an FPL. It plays in the FPL, but it's... It seems like it gets worse every year. I don't know. That's just our opinion. Okay. Those were the topics, so we'll move on. We'll get to what you actually came here for, which is the wild card. New transition for everybody.
Time for FPL keys and chip strategies.
I gotta say that might have jumped to the top of the sound.
And you know what's funny is Dave doesn't even see them until after the fact. He's just going by the sound right now. And
I mean, I think that's at the top of the list. Woo! Though I will say there's no can dropping in that.
There is no can dropping in that. Thanks, man. I really hate you. Oh,
there it is.
Oh my goodness. Okay,
we're rowdy today.
We are rowdy.
Fire trap.
We are rowdy today. All right. Time to get to it.
So, should we start with goalies?
We are going to start. Give me a second, though. Listen, we're doing this thing live, so I got to erase my team because there's no clear all button. Nice. And while I do that, reminder to everyone, we do not go with a fresh team every time, mainly because going with a fresh team, it's going to be rare that you're going to do a wild card and not pick up any of the players that you had previously. So if we were to do that, every player we picked up would be at their current price, which would make things a little difficult, whereas a lot of people probably have a Semenyo, a Holland, Van de Ven, whoever it is, at the price where they were cheaper. So we do it based on my team. Because I'm the best in the group. No, I'm kidding. We do it because I'm in control of the stream.
You knew it was coming.
Yeah, we do it because I'm in control of the stream. So, listen, everyone's going to be different when they do their wild card. You're going to have players that I don't have, so your money's going to be a little off, but it'll all be fairly close. We're early in the season, so there's not that much monetary change just yet. Okay. And
if you're losing interest at this point, last time we did a wild card video and Sean hit save for his team, he finished in the top 1,000, so
I did.
Stay with us.
I don't know about that. I think it was the top 10,000, but
not
yes.
Top thousands.
Yeah. Oh, you said thousands. Yeah.
All right.
So that could mean anything to not.
Goalies.
Okay. Dave's like,
goalies.
Freak on with it, boy. All right, goalies. Let's go. Let's get it started. Let's start the conversation with Vicario because Phil said he's not super interested in Tottenham right now, so let's get that out of the way because up to this point, he was the goalie that was most interesting because of the Tottenham schedule and the good defense. What do we think about Vicario to start off?
I don't hate it, but I think there's two guys I'd rather have instead of him that are, well, one's the same price and one is higher price than he is. And that's Nick Pope and David Raya.
Yep. Those are my two as well.
So, I mean, if you're looking, if our thing is, you know, we want a number of guys that have a good schedule all the way to game week 16. Arsenal starting right now. The only matchups I say you'd be afraid of are Tottenham and Chelsea in game weeks 12 and 13, and that's really it. So you can pretty much play him every week. And I think you don't really probably wouldn't have an issue playing him against Tottenham at home if you had to.
Yeah. I'm much more on board with Nick Pope over Raya. I think Newcastle's defense is frankly one of the best in the Premier League right now, so I'm definitely in on Pope. I'm only not, I mean, we can discuss right now, but I just, you know, I don't know if we have to spend up on a 5.6 million goalie in Raya when we already have a goalie that we consider to be a shutout threat.
Yep.
So I'm saying no. Yep.
I would say Pope's only bad matchup is City in game week 12.
Yeah. I think it might be worth going Pope and then potentially spending a little up for an Arsenal defender. Because I do think there's a lot of clean sheet opportunity for Arsenal.
Now, Rofes.
I agree with what Phil said.
How do you pronounce that name again? Not Rofes. That's not how you pronounce that. But
that's how I said it.
Whatever. Sunderland's goalie, he does get a Fulham matchup in week 12. So if you believe in Fulham's offense, which I don't, you know, he could be an interesting guy to have at 4.5 million. We just said we like how Sunderland is looking. We're not going to play him in any of the other games. He's literally there for game week 12, and then we'll go back to Pope after that. So he's a thought. He's a thought. He is 3.3% owned.
Yes.
You're interested.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we should try to save money with his second goalie spot. And so, like, you could always pick Dubravka.
Yeah.
But in game, if you did want to use him in game week 12, they play Chelsea.
Henderson but then, is there against Wolves in game week 12, but he is 5 million, so an extra 0.5. I just don't know if it's worth having two 5 million goalies.
I honestly think you go to Dubravka.
So let's take a quick look. Dubravka gets Chelsea in game week 12. That's the only reason we would get him versus Rofes gets, who did I just say, gets Fulham in game week 12. If I'm getting a goalie to have for one game week, like that's, it may change, but that's my reasoning. I don't want the guy playing Chelsea. I want the guy playing Fulham. That's just my opinion on that. Because I'm not, when we get to game week 12, are you going to say, man, can't wait to play Dubravka against Chelsea this week? That feels like that's a bad move to have to make.
I'm okay with starting with Rofes, and if we need to save money at the end, we can always go down to Dubravka.
Okay, that's fair, Phil. Yeah, if we need the 0.5, then to your point,
we're going
to
need it. already did.
Well, I'm just saying, it's well, when we get to week 12 and we got to play against Chelsea, it's not going to feel
you
good.
Just play Popes. I'll trust Newcastle at home against City.
Really?
Yeah. Why not?
Because Haaland doesn't ever not score.
Okay, he'll get the save points, bonus points.
On the defense. Onto the defense. Where do we want to start? Frankly, I think this is the position that has the most options of
this
any
is
position
tough.
Right now.
This is tough because my problem is it's hard to say no to Van de Ven, but I don't necessarily like their matches. And Tottenham is kind of, I don't know, I don't want to react off of one game. Bournemouth, like someone like Senesi, he also feels like a must-have, but they have a few terrible games and then three super easy ones. And I'm talking about game week 10, it's Manchester City. Game week 11, I guess Aston Villa away isn't terrible, and then they have West Ham United, Sunderland, and Everton. So I feel like you need a Bournemouth player, just have a rotation in mind.
Do we want to start with, before we decide,
let's do Arsenal.
Or Crystal Palace? Crystal Palace has one tough game against Arsenal in week 9, and we know we're going to want at least one of their players. Like, I think we can all agree, like, we're definitely going to take a Crystal Palace guy.
I see what's on your screen, and the answer is yes.
And I think we all would probably agree, even though he's a little more expensive now, Mark Gahey over Chris Richards, over LaCroix.
Throw Gahey.
Fine with that.
So let's just put him in there now.
Thank you for grounding us.
Let's go back to your conversation, because I'm with you on the Bournemouth, or did you want to go to Arsenal instead?
I think we need to have someone from Arsenal.
I think it's true. I just hate the fact that they're so expensive.
I know, but we can't
disagree with you. Gabriel's a cheater because he gets handballs and they don't get calls. I don't know if I want him.
I'm kind of leaning towards Gabriel, but I'm
because you like cheaters.
Because I like cheaters. I am a Madrid fan, so
we're
cheaters.
Okay, let me.
Like, I want the guy who's going to get the 90 minutes.
Let's start with Gabriel, and
yeah,
I mean, if we have to use Calafiori or Timber. That's not the end of the world.
I don't want Timber, and I say that because I'm looking at it, which I already kind of knew this, but 37 points, he looks really good. We know what happened.
Yeah.
He got 24 points in one game. Since then, he's been mid at best. Yeah. So I don't really want Timber. So let's just start with Gabriel. Let's just be smart about it. Let's throw him in there.
I think we should throw Bournemouth in there. Senesi, the whole team.
We'll throw the whole team in there.
Because Senesi, game week 9, which... I think that's when Crystal Palace plays Arsenal, so you can maybe rotate out Gahey and throw in Senesi game week 9. So you have that coverage. You have that rotation.
Now, so you want to go with Senesi because we are spending a lot right now on defense.
I'll fix that with the next guy.
Yeah, don't worry.
Okay, we will throw Senesi
in. The next guy.
He is also my favorite. He is the only player left, by the way, that has gotten DEFCON in every single game. He's 6-for-6. He's the only player in FPL who has done that.
I don't know how.
That's tight.
So just a fun fact for anyone out there, so you know he's the only one left. And that is Fireside. Certified.
It's
a real thing. I'm just telling you the word.
I know.
The word, I think, all like there's some words and some motions that YouTube's like, absolutely not.
It's more like the Shooter McGavin thing that I'm doing, just YouTube if you see this.
Listen, I don't know if they're going to be paying attention to the guys who are getting the 100,000 views. They're looking at like the million view guys or the 100,000 view guys.
Yeah.
So, all right, Dave, you got something for me to bring this back down.
We should get a 4 million defender, right?
Of course we should.
So, in my opinion,
yes,
it's either my boy Joe Roden from Leeds or Omar Alderete for Sunderland. Who did score this past weekend, but as we talked about, Sunderland is a sneaky good defensive team, as is Leeds for that matter.
As is Leeds,
so I want you guys to look at their fixtures. They're, you know, for the next, what, for about the next month, they're pretty similar. But take a look at their fixtures all the way out till game week 16, and you guys tell me which one of those two you want, because I don't care.
I want to look specifically at game weeks 10 and 11 because Senesi has terrible matchups in those weeks.
Leeds gets Brighton and Forest. Sunderland gets Everton and Arsenal.
Sunderland does have Wolves at home and then Everton at home, which seems sexy. Leeds gets Burnley away.
Here's the other thing. We have one more guy, and I have someone in mind that would cover us in that week. Just saying.
It's hard to say goodbye to Van de Ven, though.
It is hard.
It's time to say goodbye.
I was also thinking
he's probably going to score this week.
I'm also, man, this, it is crazy how tough picking defense is right now with how many players are available. How many good players, I should say. Why am I, what am I doing here? I need to reset myself. Oh, because I'm typed in on Rodon. Sorry. Let me look at, I just want to see something real quick.
Everyone, go for it.
So, I something I love to do personally is pair a goalie with a defender. It's a strategy I like because I'm doubling up on the chance of shutouts. So, I'd also throw the idea out of a Newcastle defender.
Burst. That's weird. It's weird. Yeah. So I was going to suggest the same thing.
Oh, we are just so in line. We're so good at this. Okay, so let's go with your first. Let's go with your first question then. Rodon or who did you say?
Oh, Rodon or Adelaide from Sunderland.
How do you spell that?
A D E L E T E. Excuse me, A L D E R E T.
I got it.
So they both have very kind of like wrong. The same expected goals against for the season.
Yeah.
So which team do we believe in more, the Leeds defense or the Sunderland defense? I think is what it comes down to, because it's a shutout play for the most part. I know Rodon. Does he have one goal or two goals?
Just one. Just scored his first one.
Yep. So they're both on one goal. I think it's really which team do we believe in more.
Well, we may not want to use. I mean, Gehi gets Bournemouth and Arsenal in 8 and 9. Yep. Arsenal's fine there. Senesi's fine there. I don't really think it matters. I don't have a strong.
I don't think
preference.
It matters either. My preference is.
Listen, you Omar. Called out Sunderland clean sheets.
In my preference
let's
is good.
Yeah, let's do
my,
it.
Yeah,
my
let's
preference
do it.
Is Omar.
All right, Omar, okay. You're in.
Omar, you're in now.
Don't let us down, boy.
Now, go to what we were just about to talk about there. Let's talk about Newcastle. Which player are you most interested in? I love Livermento, but he is currently hurt. 50% chance of playing.
Yeah.
It's a knee injury, which does worry me.
He's
you just never know.
Right?
It's 5.1. So he is definitely more expensive. But go ahead. Who are you going to throw out? Burn.
I think Burn is.
At 5 million, you save 0.1 there. I like that, and he's not injured.
So yeah, he is not.
That's a big deal.
We think.
Now, remember, Livermento, for anyone out there, like we're not going to go with him because the injury is a little scary. He is playing forward more. He's not actually playing in that back three, so he is getting a little bit more offensive ability versus Byrne, who is just going to be in that back three line. So Byrne's more of a – he's obviously a giant, so he could get headers on free kicks and corners. But for the most part, he's just in that back three. He's not moving forward.
It's a clean sheet play.
It's a clean sheet play, but I'm just saying if you're someone out there – who's more interested in the offensive ability and you're okay with leaving Livermento on the bench for a week, possibly two, he will get more offensive ability now that he is pushed up on that wing. So just word to the wise for people out there. But we are going to go with Byrne. I like that. I like the shutout plays. We already have Senesi and Gehi who, you know, give us a little bit of goal threat. So I'm okay with that.
Okay. Cool.
Defense is done.
Byrne's DC is pretty good too.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's gone in 3 times.
Oh, I'm sure he has. Livermento is not great on DC, from what I
he hasn't gotten it.
Yeah, from what I recall. So he's you're not giving him, you're not getting in there for the defensive contributions for him. So yeah, you're trading off defensive contributions for.
Hey, just
else.
Thank you, Van de Ven, for everything you've done for us.
All right,
far.
We are into the midfield, and I'll be honest. To me, this is the hardest position because some of the top guys are really struggling and they can't be played. Guys like Vertz. Really can't be played. Salah, for the price tag, is a hard sell. Guys like the Iceman is hurt.
Hurt again. Yeah.
So,
well, let's start with the easy one, Semenyo.
I will agree with that. We will select the... No, I don't want a replacement. Restore. Jeez. Restore. So Semenyo's in, I think... Listen... We don't have to talk too much about it. The guy's just been one of the most constant players. He's had 1 week where he hasn't had a return. There's no reason to not have him on your team. He is now on 53%. He should be more owned, I think. In a midfield where not a lot of guys are doing well. They have two tough weeks 10 and 11, and then it's West Ham, Sunderland, Everton all in a row, which is crazy, I want to say. Sunderland away is considered an easy matchup for them after we just said how good Sunderland's defense has been. That might change by that time. You might see that one not be green. So we'll see. But yeah, Semenyo. Okay. Who else?
You want to fill? I got someone in mind.
I still think Reinders is a pretty easy guy to add to a team.
I think that's based on price tag. Yeah.
Yeah. And
And his, I think his minutes are pretty guaranteed.
Yep. Especially with Cherokee still out.
Yeah.
We will add him in. I don't think there's much to say about him. We've been on him since the start of the season. The price on such a good offensive team, knowing he's getting 90 minutes, there is no reason to not have him. Put him on your bench if you want. He's $5.6 million. You're not going to get anyone at $5 million. That's going to be, well, maybe. We'll talk about it. But he's one of the best guys you're going to get at that price.
I have one. I really like Jaden Anthony.
That's why I stopped myself, because I said, you're not going to get anyone at that price better than him. And then I thought to myself, well, there's another guy that exists.
Yeah, so, someone with 4 goals and 1 assist.
Yes. Yeah. He has been a just not, I mean, out of nowhere. I'll speak for myself. Out of nowhere for me. Like, I didn't expect this from him thus far.
No.
The schedule's solid. They have the Arsenal matchup, which you hate. They have an Aston Villa matchup, which I know that's a tough one away, but that's not unreasonable to get a goal and or an assist in that game. I think Aston Villa's defense is good, not great.
Yeah, so you don't have any issue playing him in that one. I mean, he just scored against City.
They've played City, Liverpool, United, and Tottenham in the first 6 game weeks.
Yeah.
And Forest. Like, Forest technically is not a bad team. Like, they haven't had an easy run, and he's produced.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll throw him in there. I think, you know, those guys are, and we're saving money here, which is good. Everyone, again, you should be. There's just so many cheap players that are very good right now. If you're building a wild card, you should try and save money in some of these spots. Like, it's just, this is a rare year. It's a rare year where you can get significant players all the way through your bench, and that doesn't. I mean, it didn't happen often last year. So, okay. On to the next player. Let me bring a guy up because we need to talk about it and we need to decide what we're going to do. And I'm not happy about it.
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
I wonder who he's going to say.
I couldn't be more unhappy. It's Bruno. I couldn't be more annoyed. I couldn't be more annoyed. Bruno Fernandes, we just hyped him up last week, and for good reason. For good reason, because again, underlying stats are some of the best in EPL or in the FPL. He does everything for Manchester United. He has now missed 2 out of 3 PKs. If he makes both of those, he is one of the top players in the league. Yeah, you could say that about anything, but if he makes both of those, I mean, he is a top 5 player, and I'm sad because I just don't know what to do, because he continues to get opportunities and chances. But he looks like a broken man. And Dave, you're going to have the most in-depth analysis on this, being the fan. What is happening? What do we do?
They don't have like a team that just has absolutely no confidence, which is probably unshocking to hear. The penalty thing, I don't have an explanation for that. I think, look, the schedule is still pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, how can we not?
I know it's pretty hard to stomach it after a -1. I don't have any issue with it. It is going to cost us once we get up to the forwards, though.
I just think he's the...
is my biggest concern.
I just think he's the only relevant forward at the price right now. And that doesn't mean you have to get a guy at that price, but like, in terms of top-tier value mids, like, he's the only one I think is still worth it. It's a lot too expensive.
Give me my 2 cents here.
I'll give you 1 cent. Go.
Okay, 1 cent. He is a legend for Man United.
Yes.
Every single player and the coach respects him. I don't think he's going to be moved off PKs.
That's what I'm worried about.
I think he's going to get one more chance.
Okay.
I agree with that.
I don't want to make a decision off of him. It's a freak accident that he's missed 2 PKs.
Well, I don't know about freak accident, but go ahead.
And looking at his history, I mean, we talked about it before. This is not normal, so I don't want to make a decision off of what's normal. So in my mind, at least for this first half of the season, it's worth keeping him, giving him another shot just because of everything you talked about, Sean. So that's kind of where my head's at. I still think he's worth. He's a 90-minute guy. He does everything for United. Yeah. Sometimes the wrong thing for United, like missing a PK, but he's still the center point of.
90 minutes in the mid right now is big.
So I still think he's worth having on.
Can we throw him in and see what happens in the front?
Yes.
Sure. That's what I was going to suggest.
But I'm talking a lot today. I think another midfielder to save some point. Money, and I hate him to death. I really do. is Enzo.
I was going to bring him up too. And their schedule is good. And if Palmer keeps doing this, I'm going to get hurt thing.
But that's my issue, is he's so Palmer hurt dependent, I think.
He got Palmer, 3 weeks.
What weeks with Palmer in against Brentford? Can you bring up Palmer on your side?
Sure.
I just want to do a quick comparison on these two. I just want to see if they're coinciding with him being out or in. Was Palmer in week 4?
He played 34 minutes.
Was Palmer in week 5?
He played 20 minutes against United, then got subbed off because the red card stuff.
Okay. Was he in week 6?
No.
No. Was he in week 3?
No on 3, no on 2.
Yeah. Listen, it's not full. He's a great player. It's not fully dependent on Palmer, but like the 2 best weeks he's had, Palmer was out. The 3 best weeks he's had, Palmer was out. So I like him, but I just think when Palmer comes back, like I'm not going to want to play him.
What about Sar then?
I'm more interested in Sar because he is the only midfielder that's really relevant on that team. They just don't have as much offensive power as Chelsea does, which is a worry. I don't like, what I'll say is, you know, I've been all over Gakpo. I'm kind of off him right now. I think Liverpool's just looks off to me, so I don't know who I really want on that team. You know, Colin, interesting, cheap option. He hasn't done much.
Own goal threat.
Own goal threat, yeah, that's true.
I do like the Sar.
Throw in Sar. Let's see what happens. Throw in Sar.
He's 3% owned right now, and he's going to go up really fast, so I feel like this is the right time to get in.
Yeah,
the fixtures are a little mixed for the next, like, 4 weeks, but... Honestly, I don't really think I care about that.
In games he's played, he's only not had a return one time. He's just had 3 returns in 4 games that he's played. And again, he is, like, we've talked about Crystal Palace. Their possession is quite low. They're kind of a Forest clone of last year, where it's, you're not going to get possession and move up the field. You're going to get turnaround counters. That's one of the bigger ways they kind of thrive. And he's the guy, right? JP Mateta and him. Like, those are the guys on that team that really scare you as the opposing team. So I'm fine with it. I want guys that have a lot of chance on their team.
Let's do it.
Put Sar in. Let's go to forward.
32.5 million left in the bank.
14 point whatever off.
Hing-a-dang-a-dargan. Gotta do it. Gotta do it.
So that leaves us at what?
That leaves us at 18.3 million. And for everyone out there, we didn't mention it. I'm sure you see it, but Haaland is in the team. He should be in the team. He's been in the team since we started the season because he is the best player in FPL, and we knew he would be. So we're just really smart, and that's fine. No, I'm kidding. You should have Haaland in your team, though. Fit him in somehow. The guy can score every single game. Okay, 2 left. We have 2 spots left, 18.3 million in the bank.
Might be a little less for you, depending on players you have or don't have.
Of course, yes. A lot of this, look, I had Gehi, I had Reinders, right? I had Semenyo, I had Haaland. So, I'm saving a little bit of money in those spots. So just be aware that you might have a little less, or you might have a little more than me.
Can I give you my 2 and you guys debate?
Sure.
Gyökeres and Pedro.
Huh. Oh, you want us to debate between one of them or for both of them?
Both.
Gyökeres was my number one selection.
So unbelievably out on that. It's unreal.
Oh, really?
Well,
we do want guys that we can start all the way to game week 16, and Arsenal's had like the hardest schedule in the league so far. Most literally, I'm not making that up. And their schedule's about to turn Cupcake City for like a really long time.
Yeah, I don't know.
We need somebody else from that team because they're too good and their schedule's too good.
His per 90 expected goals is 0.44.
I'm aware.
For a guy that you're paying up for. Mikel Moreno got the goal.
That's not terrible.
0.44 for a guy that's supposed to be a stud striker forward. I don't think that's good enough.
I'm aware of what it is.
The eye test for me, and I've watched him, he looks okay, but he's like a poor man's Haaland. He looks a little slower than him. He doesn't seem to be in the right places a lot of the time. I don't know if that's just adjusting to a much better league. Maybe it is, and maybe he finds it.
Nothing
for me so far.
I'll counter with he is the third highest XG among all forwards.
That blows my mind. What, Jalon, Jalpejo, and him?
No, Jalon and Mateta.
That's bad for the forward group.
So I'll say this, but we're going to pick him. I get your point, and I think against strong and fast defenders, he doesn't look as impressive because that's his thing. In games where Arsenal maybe doesn't have as much possession, he's not going to shine because he's not going to outpace those defenders. But if you look at the teams they're playing, they're going to have possession for 80, 90% of it around the box, around the attacking third, and that's where he's going to shine. That's like his MO. He's a natural nine. He's going to be in the right spaces. He's going to get to the crosses, through balls. Like, it's going to be Arsenal possession in all these games, and you want the guy that's going to be on the end product, in my opinion. Fireside certified.
Well, Sean, we gave our opinion. Who are you two?
I'm, despite being way out on him to start the season, I think Jared Bowen is very interesting because he is a 90-minute player who gets an Arsenal matchup this week and then gets Brentford, Leeds, Newcastle, Burnley, Bournemouth all in a row. The Newcastle game is home for West Ham. So
yeah, we can pick
I think
him
he's interesting at 7.7 million.
Instead of João Pedro?
That's the one guy that... Yeah. Thanks. It's the one guy that I like. Unfortunately, I'm probably out on Evan Nielsen at this point, especially because we already have two Bournemouth guys.
Yeah, no issue with that.
You mentioned JP Mateta is a thought. I don't personally like him, but we're just going to talk about him because he is one of the players that people have. He's 10% owned. I don't like it, again, because I think he's so heavily dependent on counterattacks, and he's not getting the luck that Chris Wood had last year. So I think I'm out on him. The only other guy that I'd say is Walter Maid. But he's not getting 90 minutes, which is...
And Wiese's going to start existing here in a week or two.
Eventually, he is. I know people are going to look at him because he's got 9 points, 2.7 points. So he has been good, and they have an easy schedule coming up.
Sean, answer me this.
Okay.
How much money do we have left?
Riddle me this. We have...
Without Yorkerish.
11.2. We can get any forward we want.
You have Walt Mead in.
No, I don't have anyone in. Oh, I do have someone in. I apologize. We have 18.3 million. So we pretty much can get anyone we want, I think, at that. Yeah, you could get... I think you could get Gyökeres and João Pedro if I'm doing that
Guess
math
what?
Correctly. What?
He said 18.3. What's 7.7 plus 10.6 is 18.3. That's sure. Bowen and Isak. What do you think of that?
Bowen and... I didn't even think about Isak. Oh, my God.
I was going to say, Isak is like the one guy I'm still not sold on. Like, I'd rather wait for the AFCON transfers and see him, like, play a few more games before I go in on him.
All right. Listen,
okay
we're running into time, so we'll make a decision.
Stay
I think I will concede for you if you concede for me. We will go Jared Bowen, and we will go Gyökeres. Is that fair?
I have no issue with that.
That leaves us 1.6 million in the bank.
But that's probably good because not everyone is going to have as much money as you.
Yes. And the other guy that we just talked about that we're thinking about, keep your eyes on Isak. He played 83 minutes last game. But again, Liverpool just does not look like Liverpool right now. So I need to see it. I need to see them click. I need to see him look good. And he's still going to remain as one of the top options to go pick up.
The other thing to keep in mind too is teams like Liverpool, Arsenal, City that are playing in Champions League and Tottenham too are going to rotate. We've seen it already. And there's like only a few guys on those teams that I think are not going to get rotated. And Yorkerish is one of them because I don't really think they have another great option at center forward. But like, I like Eze. He just started at the 10, but I feel like he's going to be part of that squad rotation. Same thing with Isak and Ekotike. So just keep that in mind as guys that are in Champions League because those games are coming up here. I think there's one in, what, this week? 2 days? This week is Champions League, right? Yeah, it's this week. So keep that in mind because like Haaland obviously isn't going to get rotated, but
rotations are things.
A lot of those guys on big teams are going to happen to them. So just if you're going to spend up on a guy from big team, just be sure about the minutes,
especially Liverpool guys. Liverpool guys and that's all we got.
AFCON too is coming up.
AFCON is coming up. Well, that was the whole point of this team to get to AFCON. Just know Bowen does have Arsenal this week. I wouldn't play him. But if you look across our back line, you look across our midfield, you could play five or five if you wanted to. They all have matchups that are fine. But that's it. Let's wrap it up. This is long episode. It's so much to talk
it's
about.
Good
it's
squad.
So exciting. It's
good
stuff. I like it. It's a great squad. It's a great squad. Okay. So next week we will be back, looking back at game week 6, looking forward to game week 7. If you're out there watching, like, comment, subscribe. We really appreciate it. If you don't want to watch on YouTube, check us out on Spotify. Find us on our socials, Instagram, X, TikTok. We really appreciate it. We put some good stuff out there. And if you want a little bit more of our content in terms of our teams each week, our reasonings, some of our rankings, to see what each one of us is actually ranking to get our top five that we put out on socials. And if you just want to chat with us, check out the Patreon if you're interested in something like that.
Stop by.
Stop by. So
say hi.
With that,
we'll say bye.
We'll say bye. Or see ya.
See ya.
Bye.